Hello, this is Radio Clash, and this is show 60, and it's the Electronic O2 show, and we have a new intro tune for 2006. Enjoy. Are you deadened by that? Let Boards of Canada soothe your nerves. Thank you. Hi, it's Tim. This is Radio Clash Show 60, and it's the Electronic O2 edition. And that was Boards of Canada, with Peacock's Tale, which is from their latest album, which is the Campfire Head Phase. Although I was reading it as Campfire Head Fuck, but that's me. And it's a mighty fine album, it is too. It's in constant rotation at the moment. It's one of those albums from 2005, which I never, ever checked out. And, of course, when I did, it was like, wow, this is really good. I mean, a lot of people were recommending it. And so it's my, even though it's retroactively, because I bought it in 2006, it's my favourite album of 2005, I think. And number two, probably the Franz Ferdinand. That was, it's very good. It's so good I'm actually doing some bootlegs of it. So watch, or more likely listen to this space. And a few of you might have heard one of them. And I hope you're all well. Certainly it's a sort of a strange kind of Sunday. As I said on my Live Journal blog, it's kind of a gloomy Sunday. It's been raining all day and it's been very dark, and I've been sleeping in, and it's kind of so I'm trying to cheer myself up with nice electronic music. Some of you might remember I did a show which was number 14, which was the electronic show, electronic edition. So this is the second version, subtitled. It's in the series, which is called, subtitled by Kirk, "Sequels are so disappointing, aren't they?" That's his phrase. And there's going to be a few sequels coming up. I hope they aren't disappointing. So that was one of my purchases, the Campfire Head Phase. The other one purchase I've been looking at recently, or buying, is Pet Shop Boys Pop Art, which I'm going to play a track from in a second. The Pet Shop Boys, you could play many, many tracks from them because they are so fundamental in the sort of electronic synth pop field. I mean, so influential. And also a lot of Devo, which you heard a track from in the last show, and I'm going to play another track from, or a couple of other tracks from Devo, because I can. But the first one is Red Letter Day by Pet Shop Boys, and the thing about this track is that there's the lyrics are very appropriate, especially the those who are different are perceived to have sin. I love that lyric. I'll see you shortly.
Labor.
That's Devo with Through Being Cute Cool. And God, I can't speak today. What's wrong with me? The thing I love about that track was when he says Basher. And it's very odd. So, what does Donna and Blitzen appear? What is that about? And again, I like the lyrics in that as well. I'm not sure about Ninnies and the Twits, but anyway, I don't know. The songs seem to go together. They had a similar theme, and that's the pop part of the show today. He said, trying not to pop the pop shield. Most of the rest of the show is mostly of a more electronic slant, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. There's a couple of things I've got to talk about. One was thing I liked about the Boards of Canada Headphase CD is actually it's using a lot of guitar. A lot of the previous albums have been very electronic. Music that has a right to children, the first album is very good. The second one, Yugadi, I actually got very bored with very quickly. It was too much of the same. And it's interesting, and the same with Tourism as well, that's kind of a prequel thing. And it's interesting that all they've done pretty much is added a sort of a slide guitar. And, you know, it's just perhaps just because an analog instrument is suddenly makes the tracks a lot more interesting. It's crazy. I mean, I'm a big fan of Boards of Canada, don't get me wrong, but I like that a lot. Has a kind of a very much a sort of a western cowboy feel, and reminds me of some of the stuff that 808 State was doing with guitars and things like that back in the day. And the other thing I want to talk about is a couple of bits of news that I forgot to put in the last show. One is quite sad that a Bastard got raided. The club run that Bastard is at got raided, not Wild Bastard Night, the Asylum, because they didn't have a license. All those times I've been there, and they've been open till whenever, and they're very generous with their measures, insanely generous sometimes, and apparently they didn't have a license, so they're getting a temporary license, although, sadly, I know my dad being a counsellor and knowing a few kind of local health people that it's probably not going to end that well, because if you haven't had a license, unless you've got a very good reason not to, they can be really nasty about getting a new one. So hopefully there's gonna be a Bastard in February. I think there is going to be, but that means there's a bit of a hole in my life, because I've not had a January Bastard, and I missed the December one. So it's like you know, it's almost a bit kind of like, this weekend has been a bit kind of like, you know, getting the shakes. No, it's not that bad, but it's certainly, there is to have a bit of a Bastard cold turkey, definitely. And the other one, which is kind of sad, which I played the Dysfunctional DJ track in the previous show, I then forgot to actually mention it, which was the reason for playing it, is that the Six Mix has stopped. The last Six Mix, Party Bends, I think, mix that happens over in San Francisco on the Live 105 channel, radio channel, is stopping, or has stopped. It stopped as of the 31st, or 30th. And that's very, very sad. Not much I can say about that, except it was a good 2.5 years. And when you released all the... I used to regularly try and download them, but when you released all of the 100, I managed to catch up on all of them. And there's some very good mixes there. I think initially it was kind of... he wasn't really sure what to do with it, but he quickly... About show 20 to 30, definitely it sort of certainly got to its plateau, and it was away. So it's sad to see those go. So I'm going to play a track by Disico, because it's a very good electro cover. He went through a period of doing electro covers of various tracks, and I know this one has been performed at Booty, so it's a kind of a link to Party Ben, and it's the cover of the Olivia Newton-John track. We'll be right back.
electrically. My brain confused, program me. I am complicated, let me be.
was John Baker with New Worlds. And before that was the very funny Bingo Gazingo with My Robot Friend, You're Out the Computer, which was Bingo Gazingo is an outsider poet artist, and My Robot Friend, of course, are Electro Clash people, but I've also seen them. They're kind of like a performance artist. I've seen them down at Docky, actually. And it's very funny. That's from the Songs in the Key of Z CD, and that's from the second one. And before that was Bruce Hack, another outsider artist, Program Me. He was someone who used to do those Bruce and Miss Nelson CDs for children, the Way Out record for children, things like that. But he did a very, very dark and interesting record called Electric Lucifer, which that one's from. Before that was Bass Recorder, the Oka remix. Of course, you can get that from the Oka website. And of course, it's classic. I've played Mobile Foes before, and that's very good. And then before that was the Presets, a band which Marty from BNR, and formerly from Pitch Shift and Boots and All Radio show over in Sydney. Yes, Sydney. Has been raving about the Presets, and I'll hopefully link to the website, because it's got some very funny videos and things like that, and it's all done as a ZX Spectrum interface. I love it so much. Very interesting. Very expensive to order their CDs from Australia, though, so maybe I'll have to check out next time I'm in a record shop. I've just done that. And before that was DeSicco with Let's Get Physical, the Oliver Newton-John song, done in electro style. Now I'm going to strangely, this is when I was putting the show together, I realised there was about three songs that included the word yellow. So this is the Strangely I Like Yellow selection. And sorry about it, I'm sort of not really chatting much, but I've got loads and loads of music I want to play, and not much time to do it in. So rather than go majorly over time, I'm keeping the chat to a minimum, which some of you are going, yay! So first is a very strange NES cover of Coldplay.
Thank you.
that's Cactus, well, iCactus, with Yellow Cactus. That's one of the 8-Bit People tracks. There's some very good tracks on there. I do recommend you go over to 8-Bit People. It's like an online label, and they've been releasing sort of 8-Bit related tracks since 1999. I emailed, because a listener is Vim, one of the people I've played, which is a great honour. And I assume they're using plugins, but apparently they're actually using things like VIC-32s and Dragon-32s and Spectrums and Amigas and things. So it's like, wow. Though I don't know if Amigas is cheating, though. Amigas can do 8-bit synthesis, but it's interesting how some people are very kind of like traditionalist and only doing stuff with NES and stuff like that, and some people are kind of mixing and matching a bit. And then before that was Claude Dejean and the synthesizer with Big Yellow Taxi, a cover version of the Joni Mitchell classic. No real big fish here. I used to work in Victoria, and they'd be playing that video on the they had these horrible video screens that they installed after a while, and they'd have that playing, and it was like, the original was actually quite good. I'm not a massive big Joni Mitchell fan. I'm not drinking honest, and I just sounded horrible, that version. And especially turning into a duet, why? And apparently that's from Copy Comma Right blog, and apparently did a whole whole kind of like 60s sort of music style covers albums, which would have been very boring if it wasn't for those farty synthesizers, which remind me of what obviously that's where Moog Cookbook got their inspiration. And before that was Moondabor with the NES version of Yellow by Coldplay, and that was from a kind of very strange download album, which is all just NES tunes. I love that kind of game music, chip music, that kind of thing. Certainly if it shows you what's a good song, whether it can stand up to being sort of raped and pillaged in that way. And a lot of the 8-Bit People tracks, a lot of them originals, but the ones that are covers, it's interesting that some of the Christmas songs I've played, the tunes like Last Christmas do actually, you know, you could pick them out on a bloody, you know, on the toy pianos, and they still work. That's a sign of a very good tune if it can work through a cover. So what are we going to do now? Oh, he's just going to talk about a lot of the stuff here is game music or game music related, or is from like the NES. It's actually from the NES system, and they've found a way of reprogramming it. And so I'm going to play a few game music tracks. The first one is another Devo, but it's a track which is like a demo of theirs, which was on a Recombined DNA CD, but was also used in a game called Interstate 82. And then I'm going to play some Katamari Damashi track, or a Katamari Damashi track, which I know some of you will like immensely. Awesome one.
On my mind.
Mighty New Order showing us how it's done with a track off Power Corruption and Lies. I always call it PCL. It seems like every New Order freak calls it PCL. You know the one with the Fantin Latour picking on the cover. We have played tracks off it on the show before, one track, but we haven't played Ecstasy. And it always reminds me of that track of the fact that Blue Monday was supposed to be a speech synth track like that, but apparently the synth died, and they lost everything. But because you know how crappy synthesizers, those hard built old, you know, those ones that always wedge shaped horrible things. They were so unreliable in those days that they had real problems with them overheating and, you know, and getting liquids dropped onto them and stuff like that. And it crashed and they lost everything. So in the end, they decided to sing it, and the rest is history. It caused a Blue Monday. But I like some of the tracks that they tend to sort of mess around with, things like speech synthesizers and vocoders and stuff. And even the later Joy Division tracks has things like sort of early electronics on it. I forget the name of that thing with discs or whatever. Rambling. So some of you, I'll tell you what the tracks are, would be a good idea. Before that was Wonder Wonder by Yu Miyake, which is from the Katamari Damacy game. A great source of really good electronic music, I think, or some good sort of gamey music. And before that was Faster by Devo. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, where's the mashups? Where are the mashups? Well, you want mashups? I want my mashups fixed. I'm starting to shiver. I'm starting to look like that's 1980s advert for heroin. Yes. Maybe not. But yes, I'm feeling guilty about having no mashups on this show, apart from having Disica do a cover. So here's a few electronic-related mashups, or mashups of electronic-related tunes. And the first one is someone that I don't play a lot on the show, but I know others really like him, and he has a very big set of fans, and he's very good. Doesn't always fit into what I'm playing. And this is Chroma Console with his version of that annoying song virus, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. luckin'.
French bloke with Alphabet Sparks, which of course is Sparks with let me get the CD because I've forgotten what it's called Trying Something. It's Tryouts of the Human Race versus of course SpongeBob SquarePants and various other things. Don't know what the Alphabet track is. And then before that was Chaos Productions, otherwise known as JR, with Domo Roboto Techno, which is Daft Punk, Technologic, versus Stunt SpongeBob SquarePants, and Green Velvet with I Can't Take This Shit. Antiphone, or it's called voicemail, and something else I don't know, but a bit of SpongeBob SquarePants as well. It's very popular in the mashup circles for some strange reason. And then before that was Grandma Console with his version of Mickey, which is called something like ha 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 ha, low, low, oh my god, Mickey 1111! ...! As you do. So this is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this little electronic excursion. It's obviously a lot more longer, a lot more detailed than the original show, but it's fun to put together. I like these little theme shows every once in a while. And you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. I'm currently moving it to a new, shiny, happy new server, which will be nothing to do with REM or that woman from B-52s, thankfully. I'm currently uploading that. It's taking weeks to do that. Maybe I shouldn't be using BitTorrent at the same time, but anyway, you don't need to know that, really. And you can leave, you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can drop me a line via Skype, which is Radio Clash, or via Gizmo, which is Tim Bearcup, or via the Clash line, which look at the blog for it is, because I can't bother to look it up at the moment, I'm being lazy. Well, it is like 12 o'clock on a Sunday night. So, I hope you enjoyed this show. I'm going to play out with a very appropriate track by Delia Derbyshire. I played a John Baker track earlier, which is you might have recognised as being the theme from that was later used, or actually I think it was intended to be used for, but sort of used on Newsround, and of course all from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And this is Delia Derbyshire, who I've mentioned before on a previous show, with her track Time to Go, very appropriately. So I'll see you soon. Classy.